The show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Friday edition, chasing the dragon through a happier happy hour. Welcome to it, Tom.
Great. Chasing the dragon. Rich, thank you, buddy. Our fair audience, happy Friday to us all, 844-967-2789.
I was literally chasing my tail. I locked myself out of the building. I had to run around. Fortunately, I knew the front door code. So I opened the front door of the building, let myself in, and joined you just in time for this very important program. More rookie moves.
I mean, come on. You know, maybe you're just better when you're agitated. You know, you seem to be having so much fun this week. It's been a great week. Biden out, Harris in.
I've had a hell of a sugar high going.
Right. But, you know, with that comes, you know, perhaps some lackadaisicalness, if that's the word, man. You know, getting a little loose in the old age, Crudy. Come on, man.
You know, maybe it's the insult I've received from Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. I took it kind of personal.
What happened, man?
Some of the text yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday's show.
844-967-2789. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So, Andy Beshear, this guy that wants to be my vice president, goes out and insults Diet Mountain Dew. Insulted me, dude. I feel personally insulted. As a big consumer of Diet Mountain Dew, big consumer.
Can an inanimate object be insulted?
Yes, I can. Yes, Kentucky can. Governor Andy Beshear, Democrat, apologized to Diet Mountain Dew at a press conference Thursday after criticizing Republican vice presidential candidate in Ohio, Senator J.D. Vance, for weird comments involving the drink. Here is what Beshear said at a press conference called in honor of Diet Mountain Dew. Folks, I've been a person that when sometimes I've gone over the line, I want to make sure that I set the record straight. So I do owe an apology to Diet Mountain Dew. I have not yet accepted the apology on behalf of my favorite brand. Beshear's apology came after he went after Vance for comments he made about Diet Mountain Dew at a Monday rally in Ohio. The Kentucky governor has recently been among a few names floated as a possible vice presidential pick for VP Kamala Harris and has been targeting Vance over his connections to the Appalachian region. When talking about voter identification at the rally, Vance and Democrats say it's racist to do anything. I had a Diet Mountain Dew yesterday and one today. I'm sure they're going to call that racist too. But it's good, said Vance.
It's good.
It's
love
good.
You guys.
In response to Vance's comments, Governor Beshear said that they were weird in an interview with CNN Monday in question. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew? That's where I got insulted. At the press conference Thursday, Beshear said he doesn't believe that government should be making your decisions. So, if you enjoy Diet Mountain Dew, you be you. We want to support you, Beshear continued. And to Diet Mountain Dew, very sorry. didn't mean to say negative things about you. So I hold
up my drinks Diet Mountain Dew, man.
Green
and
bottle.
And who drinks like 5 bottles a day, dude?
I don't drink that much.
How many bottles a day?
2 to 3 times as much as J.D. Vance claimed to have drank. But here,
what?
According to the frequently asked questions page about Mountain Dew, the drink was invented in the 1940s by Tennessee beverage bottlers Barty and Allie Hartman and was first marketed in Marion, Virginia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Johnson City, Tennessee. A significant portion of Tennessee and Virginia are considered to be part of Appalachia, alongside Beshear's home state of Kentucky. And in an emailed statement to The Hill, a spokesperson for the Vance campaign said the Kentucky governor is an out-of-touch elitist who grew up with a silver spoon. You're the guy with the hedge fund, buddy? I mean, Peter Thiel is your bestie, right? He financed your senatorial campaign over $15 million. You're the guy who's got the sugar daddy, or the diet sugar daddy, maybe the saccharin daddy in this case. His wealthy lawyer politician daddy secured him his first job out of law school at a law firm he was partners at, and then he went on to basically gift his son his political career. According to Tyler Van Kirk, Beshear will never relate to working people in the heartland because he had everything handed to him and never had to struggle. Never had to know the loneliness of the couch cushions, Dom. So, Andy Beshear, on behalf of my favorite diet soda company, I accept your apology, sir.
Oh, you do accept. Okay.
I've turned over a new leaf, Dom.
How many Diet Mountain Dews a day is too many Diet Mountain Dews in a day?
Probably about 2 less than I drink.
And you have how many?
I drink about 2 to 3 a day. About
2 to 3. Now, 2 to 3.
But I don't always finish them. Often I
2 liters? Like what? Well, but how many?
Shut up, man. 2 liters.
God, this is what I'm saying, man. Is there more than like a 12-ounce can, man? I mean, those are, you know, plastic bottles.
I don't
16 ounces.
I don't like drinking out of aluminum cans. I have 2 20-ouncers here, but I've got a 16-ounce in the fridge.
Okay. All right. So that's
maximum size I will drink
ounces.
It.
Okay, so you could potentially on a
48 to 60 day. Ounces on a you know, sugar rush day, a saccharin rush day, if I'm chasing the dragon.
Does that seem excessive? I mean, how many bottles of water do you drink? How many ounces of water?
Let me ask you, how much tequila you piling in a week, dude? Because I'll take my diet
due
relative to your consumption levels of tequila, and I'm probably lower.
I don't know. Hell to the no. So you're drinking 20-ounce bottles, 3 of them. Now, well, there's
up
typically
to.
In a can, up to. In a can, those are 12 cans,
so that'd be
right?
36. Yes. So I drink more than 36, but less than 60.
So you're drinking like a 6-pack of Mountain Dew cans a day.
No. Less than 60.
Less than 60. Okay. So like 4 or 5 cans a day.
Ish.
I'm not doing math on the radio.
Ish.
All right, but... And that's okay.
But it depends on the day. I've been weaning myself down to 2 bottles a day, 220s. Depends on how much
like regular
time.
Water, man. What about water? Water. You drink water during the
day. I try to drink water with meals. So like if I'm home eating a meal, I'll drink water. And usually they don't serve Diet Dew in most restaurants. So usually
really,
it's double Captain Coke with a water on the side. Yeah.
Oh, Diet Coke, double Captain Diet Coke.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Watch my girlish figure. Got to have standards, Dom. Got to have limits.
Wasn't the whole point, though, of J.D. Vance, if that's your real name, was that, you know, the Democrats claim that everything is racist. You know, I tied my shoes. They could have said I tied it in a racist way. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what the object was. His point was that. What the Democrats are overly sensitive to you know, racial issues.
Yeah, but then really made it personal by making it about Diet Mountain Dew, and then Andy Beshear followed him down that rabbit hole, and now I got grievances against both men.
Do you know anybody else, Curdy, that drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Oh, lots of people. You'd be surprised.
You know
we're like
you
a
hang,
oh yeah.
You hang out? Yeah?
pretty much, and Rich might be the exception, but pretty much.
You're the only guy I know that drinks Diet Mountain.
No, I'm not. I'm not. You just haven't questioned them in such a sort of litigious way about their consumption levels. But you know what? I would say perhaps accepting Rich, damn near every engineer and producer I've met in the radio industry drinks Diet Dew.
Really?
Lots of them, dude. Go check.
Wow.
Trust me on this.
No idea.
Because I see those guys eyeballing my six packs in the fridge back there. I bring my own because Jorge drinks Diet Dew. JD Vance drinks Diet Dew.
That's how you separate the good drugs from the bad drugs. When you get low, you don't share the bad drugs. But when you get low on good drugs, you'll share. So would you share your last Mountain Dew with Jorge?
No, but I did recently with Matt Rothschild, the last time I believe he was in studio, because, you know, Matt didn't have the opportunity to prepare himself. He was invited in, so as the host, I felt like I owed him a beverage, and he's a Diet Mountain Dew guy. Yeah. So there's another one for you, Matt Rothschild, Diet Mountain Dew guy, our friend, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You know, when you go on the road, you go to certain towns, and there are Coca-Cola towns in this nation. And you cannot get Diet Mountain Dew. I mean, it's damn hard. If you drive into the city of Milwaukee, it's a different...
It's owned by Pepsi, right.
It's treated like if you go out to the suburbs, no problem, man. If I want to get some snuff, get me some Diet Dew. Oh, suburbs, New Berlin, Milwaukee out that way. Oh, no problem. You drive into the city proper, dude, it's a problem. There have been times I had to drive up and down the city streets in Milwaukee looking for my nectar. My nectar of the gods.
Trolling behind the stores, man. You're not selling yourself for some Diet Mountain Dew, are you, Crudy?
I would if I had to. I would if I had to. It is the sweet nectar of the gods and a, you know, less caffeinated version. Me and J.D. Vance and Matt Rothschild.
Is there caffeine-free Diet Mountain Dew? Is that a thing?
Oh, I'm sure there is. You know, every variant
of that, right? You're all about the caffeine. That's kind of the point, right?
Well, if you're not doing the caffeine, you know, if you're not getting the buzz, why take the drugs?
May as well have some water.
You know, I heard a first failed drug test at the Olympics, Dom.
And Snoop Dogg?
Could have been. We'll come back. We'll talk to you. It's a Friday. We air grievances. Apparently, lack of content's not a problem for Dom.
844-967-2789. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Going to the line shortly. Talk or text. Hit us up, 844-967-2789.
How did Snoop Dogg become the personification of the American Olympic spirit? The guy is literally leading the athletes in. The least athletic guy I can think of. I mean, you know, most guys don't roll 2-3 joints and then go participate in heavy activity. Some do.
Wait, I think there's something wrong with that. Come on, man.
He's marching in with the light, the lamp, the ceremonial light, is he not?
The torch. He's launching in, walking in with the torch. And I don't know anybody who's torched up more in his lifetime than Snoop Dogg.
Will he be smoking and walking as he enters the Olympic Stadium in Paris?
I don't have the quote in front of me. Apparently, he was taking it very seriously and considered it a great honor. But also, I mean, if a hip-hop legend is going to be at the Olympics, Flavor Flav, man, women's polo, a water polo hype man also in Paris. Yeah, boy.
That's quite interesting. Flavor Flav and what, Dr. Dre too busy this weekend? You know, something interesting I did not know until I saw this very recently, the Olympics in Paris. I got to tell you, with this new sugar rush I've gotten from the presidential cycle, I probably won't even watch the Olympics.
Oh, man, you got to watch the Olympics. They're great.
I'm not so much a Summer Olympics guy because they all run faster than me. They swim faster than me. All the Summer Olympics.
All the sports. Beautiful people. Yeah, come on, man.
Now, the Winter Olympics, amazing. Those things, I think, well, you know, hockey, the luge. I could luge. Yeah. I could skid down that hill on my ass. I could luge. Bobsled. I could push that thing. You know, give it a good run and start. I think I could bobsled. There are a few sports in the Winter Olympics, mostly the pushing and holding on tight sports that I think yeah. I can participate in.
Rudy, I've driven with you for 30 years. You would kill yourself on a bobsled.
I resent the fact you say that about me. I'm an excellent bobsled driver. Have you ever ridden with me in a bobsled?
No,
how do you know I'm not excellent at it?
Have you ever bobsled on a track before, Curdy?
I believe I dreamed about it one night.
Is that your dream? I have a dream speech. 844-967-2789. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, she's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. What's going on here in Wisconsin? They had a Republican primary candidate forum was sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. That like 30 people showed up for, and most of them were family members. Looked to hear Kristen's take on all that. Mark from the SAC, in the meantime, you will be up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hey, guys. I can remember when I was a kid, I liked Mountain Dew, but it was a regular Mountain Dew. I can remember the ad. It was Yahoo Mountain Dew. There's a bang in every bottle, and there was a hillbilly on the cans or the bottle of Mountain Dew that we got to drink when I was a kid.
You look a little like J.D. Vance.
The golf course. Oh, probably, you know, it's a long time ago now, but J.D. Vance spent a few months in the mountains there, so he's got no real claim to that. It's just, you know, image that he wants to promote. I mean, it's just kind of sad, and it is rather weird to talk about, you know, Mountain Dew. I understand why he says weird. I mean, maybe he didn't need to insult Mountain Dew, but just how everything about J.D. Vance is weird. I mean, I wonder what...
It is. You know, he's just a strange cat.
The only good news for J.D. Vance is Kamala Harris has had such a successful rollout. His stupidity and life of making just god-awful statements is barely getting notice relative to the great campaign the Democrats are running in the short run.
Yeah, one has to wonder what crimes and misdemeanors he may have committed under his former names. That's what's going to be what is interesting.
Well, we've all got aliases, Mark. Just
and
ask
stage names.
Philip Dom Felice Salvia.
Those are all my names, man. 844-967-2789. Vice President Kamala Harris was refusing to pussyfoot around her views on Senator J.D. Vance's cat lady comments. Vance is a creep, her campaign said. J.D. Vance is weird. Voters know it. Mark, you know it too. I know it too. The cat's just weird. Harris's campaign slapped back Friday as Donald Trump's running mate was hit by lurid social media claims involving a coach, which were debunked by the AP in a since-deleted article. Can it really be debunked if you deleted the article? I mean, wouldn't it have to stay out there to be debunked? But I digress. And enraged Hollywood celebrities, fans of Taylor Swift and fellow Republicans with his jab at childless women. Yada, yada, we know that. He responded to Jennifer Aniston, right? This from what? Friends, not Cheers. From Friends. Vance is the most unpopular VP pick in decades, Harris's campaign wrote in an email. This week, we're all finding out just how creepy J.D. Vance and his Project 2025 plans are. And the guy wrote the forward for 2025 plans. I mean, is that the report you've seen as well? I mean, this guy's all over the place and not doing anything great. And you know what? You know Trump's got to be freaking out. Because number one, and I don't know that Trump believes that, you know, bad press is bad. I mean, all press is good, I think, for a guy like Donald Trump. But right now, his running mate's getting all sorts of press, albeit bad. But he's getting all sorts of press. The only thing they're talking about Trump is his rage tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning and whether or not he actually got
lying
shot in the ear.
Kamala Harris. You know, some text line people have contributions. Diet, dude. What a wuss. Go bigger. Shut up. No sugar rush on the diet. Matt from Richland Center says, MAGA bum glove cum. What? Another one, Andrew from Verona. Elitist. Crudy's too good for cans. Not a man of the people. Yeah. Tracy, concerned about my health. Today, she's concerned about my health. Mike, oh my God. Please drink water. You don't want kidney stones. We need you. Peace out. And then one more from Steady Eddie. Crudy, don't let the political elite in the woke medical community or even Tequila Dom tell you what to do. You keep doing the do. It'll tickle your innards. Yeah. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates will tickle your innards. We got a fine guest. She's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's an OBGYN. Different sort of tickling the innards. Yes, sir.
You drink beer out of a can, right?
No. You've never seen me drink a beer out of a can.
How do you drink beer?
You've barely seen me drink a beer. Out of a
when
bottle?
You drink beer, how do you...
A stein? Or...
Plastic cup?
You know, like your...
At a festival?
Out of my wife's navel, maybe. I don't know.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Friday happy hour rolling through it. Got a fine guest. She's joined us live via stream. She is a candidate for the 8th Congressional District in the great state of Wisconsin. She is an OBGYN by vocation, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We welcome you back. Thanks for making the trip via stream, Kristen. How are you doing?
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, it's so great to be with you. I just walked out of clinic, and I got to tell you, it is so fascinating to me how I can be sitting there talking to somebody about hormone replacement therapy or what kind of birth control they want. And inevitably, today it was IVF. I just mentioned it, and my patient said, yeah, if it's still going to be legal next year. It is on people's minds. This is not me. They don't even know I'm running for Congress. I am just their doctor, and people are spontaneously talking about this stuff. I'm inspired.
Kristen, an inspiring new candidate at the top of the ticket. Kamala Harris started her campaign effectively in West Allis, Wisconsin. It was a hell of a turnout and a hell of a crowd. Very supportive. Felt like a rock concert. Has it changed your campaign this week, or at least the reaction of potential voters, constituents you've talked to?
I think most of us have seen a bump in our fundraising. I think a lot of us who were feeling supportive of the Biden-Harris ticket are seeing new life breathed into this effort. And it's invigorated all of us. And what I'm hearing from people on the ground, even people who aren't all that politically engaged, is that they're sensing a feeling that's like 2008. Like hope is alive again, and they want to be part of it. And the thing that's really driving it are the young voters.
Kristen Lyerly, J.D. Vance, the vice presidential selection of the Republican Party, he's got a little bit of a track record of saying things. What is your opinion of this choice and what it means for women's reproductive rights?
Well, we know that he is on record in support of a national abortion ban. We know that he is not in support of exceptions for rape and incest. So this is a person who is obviously very extreme when it comes to women's health. And women's health is my bread and butter. It's what patients talk to me about all day long. And this is also someone who 8 years ago called Trump Hitler and was completely 180 degrees from where he's at right now. But the thing about J.D. Vance that bothers me the most, and I don't know if it's because I'm a first-generation college student who grew up in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, and my family worked at the paper mills and the tool and die industry, and my grandpa was a dairy farmer, and like my people are like regular people. J.D. Vance grew up in a tough situation. And he was elevated out of that. And he went to an Ivy League school and he wrote a book about his experience, which is a really, really well-received book. And then he's completely turned his back on his people. And not only that, but he's stepping on them to get to the place where he personally needs to go. And as someone who just feels so connected to the place where I came from, I that's unforgivable, guys. Don't you think?
Seemingly is. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, she's a candidate for Congress here in Wisconsin. Kristen, always a pleasure to speak with you. We talked about with Harris now at the top of the ticket and the excitement and the fundraising. And how about volunteers? Have you seen any bump in people reaching out? There's going to be like 1,000 people in Wisconsin going out and knocking on doors this week. What's your experience been like in this past week on the campaign trail?
Yes. So I personally am working in northern Minnesota, so I've missed all of the excitement on the ground. But what I am hearing and what I'm seeing in my team and in all of the other candidates in Northeast Wisconsin. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with what's happening in Northeast Wisconsin, but it is dynamic up there. The people who are running for the state assembly seats and the state senate seats are primarily women. But we're all working together, knocking doors, getting out, banging the drum, talking to people, getting people who typically vote Republican to let us put signs in their yards. So in all of the chats that I'm involved in and everything that I'm hearing from the field and in people just reaching out, I mean, I got a reach out yesterday from one of the nurses who helped train me at the UW at Meritor. She now lives in Waupaca. She said, I need one of those really big signs in my yard, and I would love to be able to help you get elected. So yes, people are stepping up, and it's a lot of people who otherwise haven't been politically engaged. And that's part of what helps me understand where this is a movement, guys. This is not just a campaign. This is just not a moment in history. This is a movement. And anything you expect to happen, if you're thinking that this is going to be traditional, you're going to be surprised.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our fine guest. Kristen, your future opponent, the Republican primaries playing out before a small crowd, apparently. They had a candidate forum, and I understand it was an abysmal turnout, a room that would have accommodated 75, maybe half of that with the filled seats, and a third of those described as family members of the Republican candidates. Now, did I understand, Kristen, did you tell me you snuck into a Republican candidate event? Your opponents, you checked them out. What was your impression?
I did not sneak in, but I'm glad to know that their family is there to support them because family is important. You know, here's my impression. It's all platitudes. It's all slogans. I mean, you hear them saying things like, we're going to end Bidenomics and curb out of control spending. Well, yeah, but like, what does that actually mean? And this is something that I think people in Wisconsin are so tired of hearing. They're tired of the slogans. They're tired of just people saying what they think they're supposed to say or what they think people want to hear. What people in Wisconsin want are solutions. People in Wisconsin want childcare, access to affordable, available childcare. They want healthcare that they can afford so they don't have to cut their pills and so that when they have a problem, they can actually go get it checked out so they can live healthy lives. There are so many low-hanging fruit problems that people are suffering from in this country that politicians are not serious about solving. And that's what I saw with this debate. These guys, I don't know if you saw the previous debate that they did with regular Giant Joe, but it was just a conservative love fest where they were beating up on each other. They didn't talk about abortion because apparently that's not an issue in their world. But I can tell you it's an issue in everyone else's world that I talk to, Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And then the only mention that they had was Andre Jacques and Tony Weed arguing about whether Andre Jacques was too pro-life. I mean, the whole thing was just surreal. These guys, if they really want to represent Wisconsinites, they need to get serious about solving problems.
Kristen, obviously Weed is the Trump-endorsed guy, but Andre Jacques's been a Wisconsin extremist from back in the day. I mean, this guy's made a political career on extremism. Do you think there's a chance they're kind of beating the snot out of each other? Have they leveled attacks on your campaign yet?
We know it's coming, but it'll come after the primary. Right now, they're just really busy beating up on each other and trying to get as far to the right as possible. And, you know, frankly, I think it's a crapshoot. I've seen sneak peeks of polls that show that this person is leading or that person is leading. And I honestly don't think we have a sense of who is leading. They all have pretty loyal bases. Tony Weed is deeply affiliated with Trump. His campaign signs actually say Trump endorsed on the top of the campaign before it even says his name. It says Trump endorsed Tony Weed. And as you said, Mike, Andre Jacques has been around for a long time. People know who he is. People know he's proud of his anti-establishment record. But when you hear him talk about it, what he's really saying is, I am very difficult to work with because I am so extreme and I fail to compromise. You know, and then there's Roger Roth. He's the guy in the middle, the guy that the establishment wants, but he couldn't get a word in edgewise in the first debate because the other two were just arguing so hard to try to get as far right as possible. I mean, it really is... it's an extremist clown show. I am so sad for the people of Wisconsin and for true Republicans and conservatives who deserve to be represented, who have legitimate perspectives and points of view that are not represented in this group of candidates.
Kristen, Michael Gallagher, the former congressman from Green Bay area, didn't strike me as an extremist. He was on the team, don't get me wrong. But these candidates seem to contrast even with their predecessor in this office, assuming one of them beat you, and I don't think that's going to happen. So, Kristen, I don't perceive, in the time I've spent in Green Bay, I didn't perceive this to be an overly extremist sort of town. You got a Democratic mayor, do you not?
We do. And before that, we had a Republican mayor who is a wonderful human being and a community builder. Green Bay and the whole Fox Valley area, the whole 8th Congressional District, we are famously independent. And Mike Gallagher was incredibly popular amongst Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And that's one of the funny things about this trio of candidates. Roger Roth is being tagged as being too Gallagher-like, and I find that so bizarre. Mike Gallagher, as I said, was popular, but within the extremist faction of the party in that region, when he started to speak out and challenge the right extremist colleagues that he had in the House, that was when he really started to create problems. You can't challenge that ridiculous, out of whack, dysfunctional system. So that is the legacy that they're dealing with right now. It was crazy to watch that previous debate and see them accuse Roger Roth of being too like Mike Gallagher and Roger Roth trying to fend that off.
Kristen, you and I have discussed the fact that you're going to the DNC. Are there any conversations going on, perhaps a speaking part for you, young lady?
I haven't heard anything about that yet, although I'll be speaking with the Progressive Caucus, so that'll be fun. I'm sure things are going to pop up. I'm really looking forward to just talking with people and that excitement. We saw it with the RNC. You know, it was such a small group of people centered in Milwaukee who were all so excited about Donald Trump and all the stuff that they were doing. And, you know, Hulk Hogan was there and all of these people who were so dedicated to being the biggest cheerleaders. Well, all of that energy is gone now, but we're going to have all of that energy in Chicago for the DNC for the right reason, for the people, not just for the party, but for the actual people with meaning and purpose and, catch this, plans and solutions for the people of the United States.
Hold on now, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, just a couple more minutes. Once the Harris campaign, once it became known that the president was no longer going to run and Harris was tapped for the job, and a lot of the reaction from the megas and the Republicans were, frankly, racist and misogynist. I wanted to get your reaction to some of those, and have you experienced any of that misogyny since you've been running?
Oh, for sure. You know, Wisconsin has only sent two women to Washington, D.C. Tammy Baldwin and Gwen Maher are the only two women that our state has elected to go to Washington, D.C. So when I'm elected, I'll be the third. And you see it overtly and you see it in subtle ways, you know, whether it's appearance. Remember back in the 80s, how it was about Hillary's haircut? Nobody cared about Hillary's brain or her ability to bring healthcare to the United States, but it was her haircut that people were all wound up about. Well, we're flipping the script. Like I said earlier, this is not a traditional campaign season. Anything you expect to happen, it's all up for grabs, my friend. So don't be afraid. Use your voice, speak up, work together, and let's change the world.
Kristen, if people want to get involved in your campaign, if they want to help change the world, how do they do so?
KristenForWisconsin.com, and I'm on all the socials.
Well, that's excellent. The 8th CD, she's the only Democrat running. She's soon to be the congressperson from Green Bay. I sure do hope. I think you'd make a fine choice. Thank you, Kristen, for joining us. And it's got to be tough campaigning out there, but a little wind at your sails this week.
Oh, Kurt, we're having a blast.
Excellent. So are we. Hey, final question. What's better for you, Diet Mountain Dew or tequila?
Oh, geez. You know, I'm going with water, my friend. Water. Hydrate.
That wasn't one of the choices, but we'll still have you back. Thank you, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. The rest of you, stick around. Your last chance to air your grievances, 844-96-PARTY.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789.
Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, a doctor, OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is a candidate, CD number 8. That's Green Bay, Brown County, Kewaunee County, up the thumb, up into Door County. That's the district. So if you live up there, if you're listening to us on WGBW, please consider voting for our friend Kristen Lyerly. And since there's no primary, you know, we don't have to worry about any of those political right. windows with Kristen. You got your choice. Make the right one. 844-967-2789.
All right, but who, Crudy, real quick, before we get to the callers, who do you think on the Republican side, on the MAGA side, going to come out? Is it going to be Weed?
I've told you, I think Andre Jacques is the sleeper. I think that Weed, one presumes because Weed got the Trump endorsement, he's automatically going to be the winner of the primary, and maybe that will hold. But I think Andre Jacques, who has served in the Assembly, now in the State Senate, A, he's been there for a long time. B, he's got a pretty high profile. And if you're like super MAGA, he seems like your sort of guy. But if you want some sort of rich outsider, sort of businessman, dinosaur, gas station owning kind of guy, then maybe Weed's your kind of guy. It's hard to tell.
Or dragons?
What's that?
Are those dinosaurs or dragons?
I hear they're dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
I think they were cooler if they were dragons.
Totally.
But again, if I had a pick, I think it's probably 60, 40, 55, 45. But I would pick Andre Jacques. And I think Dr. Kristen Lyerly, either candidate, I think she's going to hand them their asses. And this is a traditionally red plus 8 district, and she can beat that. Not any candidate, you know, not any old Dem was going to win that seat, but I think she is a uniquely talented candidate. And I think in this elective cycle, post Dobbs, I think an OBGYN makes an excellent candidate. And I think that, you know, the fact that she's got a little riz, as the kids would say, that she's personally charismatic, that she's got a wonderful disposition. And as I've seen her in public events, people gravitate to her, towards Kristen Lyerly. They like her. Now compare that with Andre Jacques. You ever seen anyone gravitate towards Jacques? That's the magnetic field. Get back. He's pulling you.
It's not magnetism.
That was an earlier joke.
844-967-2789. No, but don't worry. You're pretty low ahead about it, Crudy. It's physics. Let's get to the lines before we run out of time. Who's Boz? Boz from Sun Prairie.
I don't do science on the radio. Boz, welcome.
Hey, thank you, fellas. Love your show. I'm a new listener.
Thanks, man.
Just comment on, first of all, anybody ever tell the devil guy about coffee? Might be a little better for him.
I'm not a coffee guy either.
Only when there's whiskey in it, Paz. Then he's down with the coffee.
I did have one mug of coffee with a little Irish in it and a little whipped cream on top. It's not any healthier for me when I do it that way, Paz.
Okay, well, hey, no time for grievances. I know the show's ending, but check this out. You guys were talking about names for vans.
Yeah.
This is it got me thinking. This is more of a bumper sticker yard sign. Can't add vans. Can't add vans. Can't add vans. That could have three different meanings. Don't add a guy named Vance. The party can't go forward because they can't. And then women, stand back. No means no.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I like it, Boz.
I like it, Boz.
Okay, then,
I like it.
Then make a little rap song out of it. Pull up your pants. Can't add Vance. Pull up your pants. Can't add Vance. That's all I got to say, guys. Have a good one.
You're going to need a second verse,
Rudy,
Boz.
Give me a funky-ass bass line. Can't add pants. Pull up your pants. John from Boaz, not Boz. John, you are up. Welcome, John. You'll have the last word today. What do you got?
Hey, John.
Hi, Devils. I am, and I talk on the greatest radio show ever. The fact that them bad lawyers out east, they don't understand the Constitution. How can you let a 34 times felon be the commander in chief of your armed forces?
Well, the only prerequisite for the presidency is natural born citizen and 35 years of age. There's no disqualifiers. I think there should be. I think the 14th Amendment, and don't get Mark started from the sack, but the 14th Amendment would seem to suggest those that, you know, lead insurrections against the nation should be disqualified.
I mean, it's, you know, what is an insurrection? We just had some folks get a little excited just because I, you know, got them fired up, told them to go fight like hell or they weren't going to have a country anymore. But do it safely.
No,
do peacefully.
Peacefully. Peacefully. Yeah, threw a peacefully in there for good measure.
So totally good, man. He threw in a peaceful. It's all good.
You know why the MAGAs always seemingly forgive Trump for this? Because it's kind of like Christianity. One, I apologize, Jesus, at the end, and you're all good for eternity.
You know, Trump has never apologized for anything ever. Have you ever heard the words, I apologize, that was wrong, I'm sorry? Have you ever heard anything like that come out of Donald Trump? Ever?
Have I? No, I have not.
I have nor have I.
Nor have you ever apologized or admitted fault in the 30 plus years?
I would absolutely be the first one to admit fault if it ever were to occur, Rudy. You'll be the first to know.
Guilt by association. That's my greatest fault. Thank you all for listening. Fine guest, including James Santel. Thank you, Jim. Don't forget his show, Amicus Law Review, 9 to 11 on Civic Media tomorrow morning. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our friend running for the Congress in the Green Bay area. She's a doctor. She's an OBGYN. She's a friend of the Devils. Support her if you can. Don't forget, have a great weekend. Not too much tequila, not too much diet, do a little water. And we'll do it again on Monday on the radio, partying like only the Devils advocates can, with tequila and diet dew.